Tonight, investigators at the Consumer Product Safety Commission tell NBC News they're looking into a series of fires involving so-called hoverboards, one of the fastest-selling gifts this holiday season. The fires seem to be traced to lithium-ion batteries, and the most recent incident was caught on camera in a Seattle-area mall. NBC's Tom Costello tonight with what many hoverboard buyers need to know.
It happened at a mall kiosk Tuesday, a hoverboard erupting in fire. Just the latest involving one of the year's hottest selling gifts. In Houston, the Boucher family won a hoverboard at a church raffle, only to watch it catch fire the next day.
Wasn't expecting it to blow up.
In Alabama, it happened while Timothy Cade was riding his.
It's on fire!
The hoverboard, it exploded under my feet.
In Louisiana, an entire house burned down after a hoverboard fire. Another house fire in Florida. Nationwide, at least six serious fires so far this year.
Hoverboards.
Hoverboards first capture the public's fascination in Back to the Future. 26 years later, they're flying off store shelves and the internet. Prices ranging from $200 to $2,000. But there's a problem. Hoverboards are made in China. They're not toys, they're not vehicles, which means they're also not regulated.
You really don't know how well they're designed, how well they're going to function, and what safety defects they can be introducing.
The biggest fire danger, the lithium-ion batteries. They have a history of overheating and catching fire in cell phones and laptops, even causing a UPS cargo plane to crash 5 years ago. Britain just confiscated 15,000 hoverboards, saying the cheap lithium batteries are dangerous. Meanwhile, the U.S. Safety Commission says it's now getting daily reports of people falling off their boards, broken bones and head wounds, as hoverboard mania takes hold. Tom Costello, NBC News, Washington.